I want to thank you, Bethy, for waiting to begin recording while I slurped the remainder of my soup, which I do have to say, I made last weekend and then froze and then just reheated it here at the house.
What was it?
Thank you for asking. It was a delicious, intended to be white bean chicken chili, but I added
Okay.
too much broth to it, and so it became a white bean chicken soup.
Great.
What are you gonna do? I used the ladle. I'm like, oh no, what are you gonna do? I used the ladle trying to like mash up the white beans. I'm like, maybe that'll make it thicker. It never worked, but I'll tell you, it was delicious. You know what it was?
Great.
I have a recipe on recipes.com, my white bean confetti chicken chili.
Yes.
It was a variation of that with what I had, and it was so good. And I made a ton of it because you know my new dream is to get one of those big freezers so I can like
Yes.
cook. Freeze, reheat later. And I don't have the freezer yet, but I do have the dream.
You know what I just got? Freezer containers, glass with a plastic lid, so that you can freeze your food. And then when it comes out of the freezer, you just take the plastic lid off, put it right in the oven.
You know, we are living the dream.
Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food!
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life. But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes.
And welcome to the program, Bethy. I have to say, I love this new sweater of yours, and I know where you got it, and I know why you got it.
Well, let's just talk about the color.
The color would be like a chartreuse.
Oh, whose favorite color is that?
Mine, me. And I'll tell you, so if you don't know, chartreuse is two things. One, my favorite color, and two, the gayest word in the history of time. And
Pretty great.
I do love it. It's like if yellow wasn't shy, you know, it's really if like lemon lime was plugged into an electric socket.
That's better than yellow not being shy, because yellow's not shy.
No, yellow is like yellow. It is such a beautiful color, but I don't associate you with that color. But I know for a fact that you bought that because it's my favorite color because you FaceTimed me and showed it to me.
Yes, I did. But also, it was like $10 from
Understood.
Target.
From Target. I am wearing something you never see me wear,
A baseball cap.
a hat, because I was in city for work and I just came out to the country. I took the train and I didn't want to get ready this morning. And so then I like ran in the house. I was, I gotta heat up my soup and record. Look, and here we are.
It is, to be honest, it is such a cute look for
Oh,
you.
am I presenting as straight?
Not at all.
A
Not
little.
even close.
What about when I
Nope.
say it like that? Straight?
N not even a little bit.
Oh.
You look like a 40-something-year-old school mom who's like busy, has to go walk the dog, and then needs to go pick up some like gourmet, probably dog food, and then like have the maid clean and.
How dare you for all of that, except this morning I did walk to go get Audrey, my dog, my Chihuahua dog food from the place where they
You did not.
sell it's like human grade dog food because and she's very picky and she likes the one that's like it has like stroganoff noodles and turkey
Does
and
she?
vegetables. It's basically like a pasta bake, but I just get that for her and she gets so excited she loves it. And I did walk this morning in this hat to get that. Ooh, with the ex
Ooh.
yes, with the exception of like lesbian
Children.
mom, yeah, you really have me pegged. And no one's
Yeah.
clean. I don't have a maid. That's the I clean. But that otherwise I'm pretty. You're wow.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nailed
I
it.
nailed it.
Is that an a-hole thing that I do that I get that for my dog? Should I just not do that?
No, I think for most people, if they could afford to get the best food in the entire world for their beloved pet, they would.
Well, and she's, you know, I have had her 10 years in March. She's getting older. I usually make her food, but I've been so busy that I got that. And she's getting pickier in her old age, or maybe that I'm just giving her the good stuff. And she, every time she eats what I make her, she's like, "Are you kidding me?" Maybe that's it. But I, you know, I want to keep her around as long as possible. So I get like, I give her her vitamins. I'm not taking them. You understand? I really focus on her. Oh, I want her to live.
Which is beautiful, but I want to talk about can we talk for a second about chicken hearts? Do you ever give her chicken hearts?
No, I don't have the heart. I'm too chicken.
God, you're so fast with those. I don't even know how you do.
It's too stupid. It's stupid.
It's
Why?
stupid of
I
me.
have seen chicken hearts, like in the grocery store. I should be giving
Yes.
Audrey chicken hearts.
So my friend Kate has two dachshunds. Her dad, who also lives on our little island, has two dachshunds. And these dogs are luxury dogs. They are very well taken care of. But Kate's dad buys chicken hearts, feeds them to the girls, he calls them. He has two female dachshunds. And as he's feeding them to her, he eats them himself.
Nope, not doing that. Not going to do that. Well, and I'm just
He
not
fries
doing
them up
it.
in
Nope.
some oil.
I would make chicken hearts for Audrey. I would. So I wish he just sautés them for the
He
dogs
sautés every day. He sautés
every
them
day.
every day. And if he doesn't have time to do it at home, if there's like a gathering at Kate's house, he'll bring the hearts to Kate's, cook them there, popping them in his mouth and giving them to the dogs.
Well, that's that is gross, and I'm never gonna think about it again. Thanks so much, and I'm not
But
gonna cook it.
Audrey
Yes.
would love you to think about it.
Okay, I might make it for her. I'm not gonna pop a chicken heart in my mouth, but I may make them for Audrey. Listen, if a doctor told me, a vet told me that it would keep Audrey around, I would do whatever it took. Okay? Okay. So whatever it. Anyway, that was my little morning. Was on walking on the
Oh.
Upper West Side in the rain to go get my dog's fancy food. But what are you gonna
But
do?
why you wear boy hat for?
I didn't want to do my hair, so I just put on a little hat.
Yeah.
Hey, can we give a shout out to just a big hello to all the Rossa peeps in the group, everyone listening, all the Rossa peeps who've joined our buffet, our Patreon, the deluxe buffet, all you can eat, where we're giving exclusive, you can get video of the show, exclusive video. Just a thank you to all of you joining. We're going to be recording our little second helping, which is a little bonus show that will go on there too. So all that stuff's there. If you go to rossapeeps.com, click on the buffet, all the information's there. But it's time. I want to give a shout out to a Rossa peep of the week. That sound effect is so stupid. And I really, it's too
That's the
long.
Zach Morris one.
It's really like the transition in the sitcom when like they show the
Yes.
exterior of the Max and then they're inside. And yeah,
Yes.
I know. All right, let's do
I
this one.
like it. It's grown on me.
Rossa peep of the week.
Still don't like that one.
Okay. Let's see. Rossa peep of the, will you like this? Rossa peep of the week. So
Okay,
here's the
these are
deal.
all ones that you've done before, and they're all a bit aggressive. That's the Zach Morris one.
Okay, so anyway, Rossa peep of the week is you know, this is when we highlight one of you, and I just want to give a shout out to Jimmy, who
Oh.
in the Facebook group finally took our challenge. You know, Bethany and I are trying to get our health together. Bethany bravely tried on her skinny jeans
They
last
weren't.
week.
They weren't skinny jeans. They were just jeans.
Jeans that used to fit. Let's just call
Yes.
that former
Yes.
jeans. Okay.
Former jeans.
And the goal is to get back in those jeans. We have these non-scale victories because it's not all about the number on the scale, although it is a little bit about that number. And we had our challenge. Basically, we were trying to get rid of our FUPA. Google it. And we refused to call the challenge FUPA no more. Because it's an awful title for the challenge. We refuse to say that. I'm not going to say FUPA no more. I won't say it on here.
You won't
No.
say it no more.
No more FUPA, no more. So we asked the audience to come up with a better title, and they didn't. And we complained about that last week. And then Jimmy, our Rossa peep, decided to name the challenge for us. Is the only person to submit a
I
title,
saw this.
and guess what? You're the winner, Jimmy. Out of all the submissions, Jimmy, congratulations to you.
And it's a really good name.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
On so many levels.
If we only had to get one submission for the name of our challenge, Jimmy, yes. This is the one I want to get.
Same. It's great.
Okay. We are now calling it. Well, I'm going to alter it a little bit. Jimmy called it the chin up challenge, which is so good. So good.
Because we both talk about our chins. Our substantial.
That's why chins. I'm going to call it the chins up challenge.
Oh my God.
So the chins up challenge is where we are trying to do everything we can to stick around as long as humanly possible. So Bethy, it's time for an update. You know, last week you weighed in, you were in the middle of the 150 block on the scale. The jeans were a few inches away from where they need to be.
More than a few inches.
To be able to button and breathe.
Okay. Button and breathe.
Button and breathe. Maybe that's another button breathe challenge. No, chins up challenge. So where are we now? And then I'll give you an update on me.
Okay. I made progress, not necessarily on the scale, but I feel like something switched in my thinking. Like I was finally ready to do the thing because, always say that, what is it you say about it being mostly mental?
100%. What do I say? Say it's
90%
mental. Yeah. It's 90% mental. It's 100% hard, but 90% mental. Something like that. They said.
It's on the website, rosspiece.com.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I wasn't ready until this last week when I really committed. So I was very, very, very slowly going in the right direction, but not actually making decisions intentionally. Basically, for the last week, I've gone to the gym 2 times.
Oh, that's 2 more than you've gone all other weeks.
Yes, all other weeks.
What do you do when you go to the gym?
Thank you so much for asking. I love an elliptical machine.
Oh.
Have you ever done that?
Of course. Of course. That's the machine I like the best too. But I don't actively go to the gym. But when I did do, I use that.
So when's the last time you were at a gym?
I haven't even spoken to a person named Jim in a long time. I don't like, don't like gyms. I don't like it. I feel like it's, I'll tell you why I don't like it. Because everyone at the gym looks like they go to the gym. Okay. I wish there was a gym where people who have been going to the gym for a long time graduate to a different gym. So everyone in the gym that we go to could look like normal people. You know what I mean?
Isn't that what Curbs was? Is that still around?
I don't know if that's still around, but that was also strictly for women, which I understand, like for a comfort thing. But I just want, I'd like a, I'd like to make a gym called Fatties. Okay. Where you just go and you... Like, oh, hi, fatty. I'm a fatty. Hi, fatty. Hello, fellow fatties. Hi, everybody. Right. And I say that with love. And, you know, I say that as one where it's just like we are there and we're all comfortable and it's all our people. And like, let's do this, fatties. And we just are comfortable.
And we don't necessarily know how to use all the equipment.
And then when you reach a certain place on your journey, the manager says, oh, could I speak to you? And they bring you in here and they say, we want to just thank you for your business, but you are no longer welcome here.
Because you're no longer a fatty.
You're a former fatty.
Oh my God.
And you're going to a brand new gym just right down the street. It's a different corner. And that's your gym.
Okay. I like that. But okay.
People are going to be upset with me for saying that word. But I think fatty. If you are part of that, you can say it if you are part of it. You know, it's not like I'm calling anybody. I'm calling myself. You know, fatty is a mentality, I think, more than anything. Yeah. I don't know that you ever lose that mentality.
Because you're one of the healthiest people I know. Like your water intake. Wait, wasn't this supposed to be an update about me?
Yeah, but keep talking about me. That's when it got really interesting.
But you're so good at making good decisions and you go on walks and all this stuff. And yet you're still calling yourself a fatty.
Because it's a mental, it's in your head. You're always there. You're always there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So which means maybe I should cut some of these people who I'm not letting in my gym some slack, because maybe mentally they're right where I am, where we all are, and they should be right there with us.
Yes.
Yeah, but also not my problem. I just get out of my gym. Yeah. Take your abs and get out of my gym.
Okay, so the gym I belong to is on my rural island that I live on, and it is mostly old people
I like that. I like that a lot.
and normal sized people.
I like that.
Like there are a handful of like the muscle guys that go and do their thing, but it's in a different area of the gym that I go to.
Okay.
And I told you I have a senior couples membership with my mom.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, which I'm very proud of.
Well, can I ask you how you felt after you went? Well, let me backtrack. How did you feel going? Were you like mad that you had to go? Were you tying your shoes like, oh?
Okay, so I told you this. Yesterday I woke up like in a panic. I had stuff with work that was going sideways, and like it was just, I felt, because I have a lot of anxiety in general and I'm going through a lot. So I just felt doom yesterday. It just felt like, which I know is a heavy word, but like I've got some heavy stuff going on. It just felt like doom. And I was trying to get out of, trying to turn my day around, and I couldn't. And finally I was like, you know what? What if I just went to the gym and just got out of the house, did something totally different? I put on a Netflix show. Oh, are we going to talk about your Netflix show that you like?
Oh, wait, it's not Netflix, but the one I
Oh,
told you to
sorry. Oh,
watch.
HBO.
Yeah, the Curious Case of Natalia Grace. We're not, I just I don't know if we should talk about it, but it is riveting and wowza and a roller coaster of emotion. So I said, Bethy, you have to watch that. And then she watched the whole first season and didn't even text me once. I'm like, the whole point of every time everyone that I tell to watch it, I'm like, you gotta watch it and then text me as you go because there's so many twists and turns. You don't even know what you don't
You
even know.
didn't clarify that. And also, I'm 3 hours behind you when you're in New York.
Didn't think I had to clarify it if as a
Okay, I'm
friend.
sorry.
Because I
I'm
even gave you
sorry.
my password so you could
I
log
wasn't
in
going
to
to
my.
say that,
Yeah. And I
but
think that that's part of the exchange here is if I give you my password, you have to like share your journey with me so I can relive it.
okay, but once you called me out on not sharing my TV journey with you, then I reached out and shared my reactions with you.
For season two, but honestly, you reached out a little bit too much. I'm kidding.
Oh my
Okay,
God.
go. So you're at the gym, you watch that. Proud of you.
Thank you so much. Which is just a nice distraction. So I just get on the elliptical for 20 to 30 minutes, depending how I'm doing. And I do it in 5 minute increments. So I'll do like, okay, I'll do the arms for the first 5 minutes alongside. And then the next 5 minutes, I'm not doing arms. And then the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna like, I have to switch it up to make it fun and interesting.
And you went back another day, and now how do you feel having done it?
I feel good. And I was making good choices.
Great.
I got my own egg wrap situation going on because I couldn't
Great.
find the egg life.
On the island, you couldn't? Oh, I wonder. All right, we'll have to get you
Yeah,
some.
but I posted on the Facebook group my crepinis, which are
Great.
basically the same thing. And so I've been eating those. I've been making good decisions. I've been drinking water.
Good girl.
So I'm
Good.
feeling good. I feel like I'm finally in the game.
I just realized I talked to you like Audrey. Good girl.
Oh my.
Who's a good girl?
And then me?
You need to show me some belly.
Oh my.
I was scratching.
That was last week.
Well, and I have like a stupid game that's not going to be great that I want to. But my goal is to play it with you and then regret it.
I'm totally game. Hasn't
But
that been our entire friendship?
understood. But first, that's coming up. But can you tease our ingredient of the week?
It's so yummy and sweet.
Yummy and sweet. Yummy and sweet. Those are our two hints.
And brown.
Yummy and sweet and brown.
It's
I
liquid.
and liquid. Oh,
Okay, now I'm getting kind of close. That was too much. I said too much.
I think I know. Okay, when we come back, we'll reveal what our ingredient are. Yummy brown, sweet, and liquid. Okay, it's a hot chocolate. No, okay, we'll figure it out when we come back. We'll reveal that, and then plus the game we're all gonna hate. Oh, hi, Rossi.
Gossip Peeps. It's me, Ross, and your co-host, Bethy. Hi.
Hi. Ross, we need to get people rating our podcast, and they can review it on iTunes.
Does that really matter?
It really makes a huge difference, and it helps other people find the podcast as well.
So what do they do? How do they rate it and review it?
So if you go to iTunes and you scroll down to the bottom of our podcast, it will give you the option of reviewing. You do need to sign in to your iTunes account, and then you can give us a 5-star review and a little blurb about why you love the podcast, and that will get other people listening to it. Truly.
I like how you describe it. First, you have to this. And then you have to this. And then you... Anyway, thanks a lot for rating and reviewing us. Bethy says it's important, so do it. Okay, everybody, thank you.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Hey, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome to the program. Okay, so Bethy gave us a hint of our ingredient of the week. It's brown, it's liquid, it's sweet. Mm-hmm. And was there one more thing? It's a liquid. No, I said that. What was the other?
Brown.
And yummy. Liquid,
yummy.
Okay. I was thinking like a hot chocolate situation. Is it that?
No.
Oh, no.
It's the obvious.
What is
it? It's the obvious answer.
Barbecue sauce.
Maple syrup.
Oh, maple syrup. Understood. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So last week, we asked our Rossa peeps to recommend foods that they get at Trader Joe's. And my first food that I shared from a listener was the maple cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it just got me thinking about maple syrup, and you can use it on savory foods, on meats, on salads. And then it's also in its most wonderful form, a maple bar.
Oh my God, a maple. Oh, I have not had a maple, like the donuts, the long donuts with that brown.
Long Johns, don't some places in the country call them Long Johns?
A maple bar. I haven't thought about a maple bar in forever.
I think about them every day.
If I had a donut, I'd be like Sleeping Beauty. I'd be out for 6 months. Because I don't do any sugar, you know, and
it would be
so sweet. I would be knocked completely out.
I've been known to eat two at a time.
What?
Mm-hmm. Don't shame me.
I'm not shaming. I'm saying that with awe. I'm not, of course, I would never shame you. Honestly, I wouldn't. I'm just like, but how do you feel afterwards? Do you feel like a sugar rush? Do you crash? What do you feel?
I feel great.
Great.
No, it is a lot. And actually, fried food gives me belly problems, but worth it.
Wow.
For a fresh maple bar. It has this like creamy maple frosting. But just like a thin layer of it over the...
Oh, it was always my favorite. My favorite was a maple bar. Too. Yeah. Oh, man.
So how do you use maple syrup in your life?
I don't. But I remember growing up because we're not fancy people, right? And so maple syrup was not something we had. We had like syrup.
Same.
And not maple from a tree. No, ours came from, I don't know, a machine, a robot, whatever it was. Like, what are those?
The bottle shaped like the woman?
Yes, that one, or even not that one. We got like her distant cousin who was like, not even that lady. You know what I mean? Like, there was a place called the Canned Food Outlet. You know it well, that in Mount Vernon, that's where we got our syrup. And it was like, it just said syrup on it. And it was like really watery. Do you remember what I used to make would be like for breakfast? Eggo waffles.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put like the room temperature butter so it would get in all the crevices. And then so much syrup that would be like almost like a puddle of it in the plate, and with a little Eggo sitting in. Oh my God, I would do disgusting things to that waffle.
Oh, gross. Maple syrup on eggs or fake syrup on eggs. What? I've never actually put real maple syrup on eggs.
On eggs?
On eggs. Because it, like, if you have a plate of pancakes and eggs and bacon and you pour the maple syrup or just syrup on the pancakes and it gets into the eggs, yum, or onto the sausage.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not with you on the eggs, but
when syrup hits bacon,
that is better than a Tom Hanks Meg Ryan movie. That is a combo that is just. There's nothing. Is there anything better than bacon dipped in syrup?
I don't know that there is, honestly.
If there is, I don't want to know because it'd be too good, too much for me to handle. But it's so funny that you bring up syrup because I wanted to play a brand new game with you. And this
syrup game?
Not a syrup game. This game is not going to work.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
But I actually played this with my husband.
Okay.
Because we went to breakfast in the city like 2 weekends ago. And I'll tell you, New York City is expensive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to breakfast and didn't go crazy. Each got coffee, right? Tap water.
Mm-hmm.
I got like a frittata that had asparagus. I think there was sun-dried tomatoes, goat cheese was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It came with a little side salad. It could get that or potatoes. I said side salad.
Mm-hmm.
He got like a two egg breakfast thing with like the vegan sausage patties. Okay.
Hold on. Side note. Can Welly kind of eat anything?
Welly is like pescatarian. So he doesn't really, he eats very clean.
Oh, like, okay.
For example, Welly will make himself, if he's cooking for himself, he'll make kale with avocado and nuts in it. And not even put dressing on it.
Wow.
Uh-huh. It is outrageous when I see him do it. Yeah. I have gotten him to where maybe he'll squeeze some lemon on it. But I would have to put so much ranch on that to get it down.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, so I had a frittata. Mm-hmm. He had a two egg breakfast. You know, like you go to the two egg breakfast. Do you want wheat toast? What do you want? But do you want egg? Do you want ham, bacon? He's like, I'll get the veggie thing. Great. And I said, can we get like a little side of fruit? Because I like to have some fruit that we share on the table. Pat, go through the order with me again. Just a couple breakfast. Nothing fancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe veggie sausage is fancy, but it was an upcharge. It was one of the options.
Great.
The bill comes.
Oh, no.
How much do you think breakfast, normal breakfast, not crazy, for two people costs?
Did you get breakfast drinks?
No, just a coffee and tap water.
Just a coffee. I mean, an entree for like dinner these days seems to be between 15 and 20 bucks. Like if you're at a restaurant, even like a not super fancy restaurant, like that's kind of the going rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that's similar. I'm guessing it was between 30 and 50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was almost $80.
Is that because of the fruit?
The fruit I think was like $13.99 for just like a little bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't look at the price when I ordered. I was like the bill came. I'm like, okay, thank you. I go, and I'm like, what did we order? Like, how in the world is breakfast? We just walked down to the diner, right? $80 for breakfast, two people. Just like, I was so furious. I said, he goes, we live in Manhattan. I'm like, well, okay, so here's the deal. How much could breakfast be in the middle of America? Because we're moving, is what I said. So we get in the car to drive out to this, to the country. This is like, what, 2 weekends ago or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving and I'm like, I cannot believe it was $80. I'm like still like talking about it. He said, that's what I say. Like we're in the middle of the country. So he's like, okay, well, let's pick a place in the middle of the country, find a breakfast place there. So he opens his map and he just like zooms to the middle of where in the like zoom in the middle of the country and this town, Milton Vale, Kansas. Okay. So I go Google a diner or a restaurant in Milton Vale, Kansas. And he Googled country, what's it called? Country Cafe with two K's. Country Cafe.
Oh,
and we start playing a game show in the car as we're driving where he's like, okay, how much do you think this is in Milton Vale, Kansas? Or yeah, Kansas. And I couldn't, but by the way, I am making an announcement now. I'm relocating to Milton Vale, Kansas. I even looked up how much houses cost in Milton Vale, Kansas after this. Because, and this is the game show I want to play with you. This
Milton
is
Vale.
How much that costs at the Country Cafe, though. That's the name of the game.
That's it. That's a beautiful name. Well done.
Hi, it's time to play. How much that costs at the Country Cafe, though? Okay. All right. So, Betty, I'm going to play this game with you. How much do you think, let's do this. How much do you think the two eggs and toast breakfast at the Country Cafe in Milton Vale, Kansas costs?
Okay, I would say like normally that would be between like 10 and 15.
Minimum, yeah, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't want to go too low and then is it like $7?
Mm-hmm. No, you're high. You are... really high.
I'm not high right now.
No, oh, but sorry. Well, okay. You are not high, but you, your guess is too high.
Okay. $5.
$5 for two egg toast breakfast. Bethy says $5. No.
It's lower than $3.50.
Bethy says $3.50 for two eggs and toast. You locking in on $3.50?
$3.51.
You're too high.
$2.50?
No, you're too low.
$3.
It's $3, Bethy.
What the heck?
$3. What about a half order of biscuits and gravy? You want a half order of biscuits and gravy? Comes with, that's probably, I don't know what a half order is. Probably a full biscuit cut in half.
Yeah.
With a sausage gravy poured over. I mean, that's a lot of food. I
love sausage and biscuits
and
gravy.
Oh my God. So how much for a, just a, why don't we do a full order? What about a full order? So that's two full biscuits cut open, filleted open, hot, creamy, peppery.
Homemade biscuits.
Biscuits with thick chunks of sausage. How much would you pay for a full order of biscuits and gravy, Bethy?
Well, if I'm basing it off the first one, I would say it's got to be under $5.
You were close. It is $4.75, Bethy, for a full order of biscuits and gravy. Now, what if you wanted to add a pancake to that, Bethy?
Just one pancake?
How much is one pancake at the Country Cafe in Milton Vale, Kansas? By the way, in Manhattan, that one pancake is $1,100. How much? For that one pan, this is why we're moving to Milton Vale. Bethy, how much for a pancake?
Okay, I'm gonna go low on this one because how fun would it be if you could just add a pancake for 50 cents?
It's not 50 cents. Are you out of your mind? The point is we're trying to prove how low this is, Bethy.
I know, but I'm just saying how fun would it be?
It would be fun, cents. But you're ruining the game because because anywhere else you want to add a pancake to something, it's gonna be, that's an upcharge of $5.99. In Milton Vale, it's only $2.
$2. Yeah,
you,
it was two.
You didn't say two, you understand? What if you wanted to add, Bethy? See, you're not done yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
You wanted to add a huge homemade cinnamon roll.
Oh.
What if you
can we just quickly mention that Calico Cupboard in our hometown has cinnamon rolls the size of your head, and they're delicious.
Delicious. I bet you couldn't get them for what you can pay for one in Milton Vale, Kansas. How much is it at a country cafe, though?
$3.
$3. Locking it in $3, you are twice as high as it actually
You're kidding.
It is actually $1.50, Bethy. $1.50.
I would get multiple and like save them. You could just order a week's worth of food at the country cafe, never have to go to the grocery store, just put it in $1.50. A deep freezer.
What are we doing? What am I doing?
Hey, but okay, what else is there to do in Milton Vale, Kansas?
Spend the rest of your money
on anything you want.
On other things other than breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, like, I just gotta say, everyone who decided to live in Milton Vale, Kansas, you're doing it right.
Yeah.
You're living the way it should be done. And by the way, I just have to say to the fine people at Country Cafe, mm-hmm. just really phenomenal work, and keep it up. Okay.
And also, what was wrong with using the C instead of the K?
Bethy wants you to use the C word, Cafe. Bethy, how terrible was the game? Was it interesting? Was it fun, or was it terrible?
It was interesting, but I'm still disappointed that an extra pancake isn't 50 cents. I think they should consider that.
Why don't you call here? Do you want to call?
Oh my God, Ross. Are we calling the country cafe? Ross!
I have the number right here. Hold on, let me call him.
Are they going to have an accent? Kansas doesn't have an accent.
This is the cafe.
Hi there. Hi, my name is Ross. I was just wondering, how much is just like a side of one pancake?
Hang on just a moment.
Okay, great. They're nice there.
Ma'am.
Yes?
A pancake is $2 plus tax.
$2 plus tax. Great. And a cinnamon roll is still $1.50, right?
Cinnamon rolls are still $1.50? They're $1.75.
Oh, they went up. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
She called you ma'am.
I deserve it. I deserve it.
That always, always, always happens.
Always. It's so funny.
They always call you Miss Matthews or Mrs. Matthews.
Or in the drive through, they say, pull on up, ma'am. And then I pull up and they're like, what? Anyway, so price is still the same, Bethy. Sorry about it. Sorry, not sorry. But I'll tell you, the fine people of Milton Vale sound nice. She sounded nice. And this lady is a happy customer. Hey, when we come back, we have a hot take on a cold dish. That and so much more coming up on Hello Recipes. Welcome back to the program. Bethy, it's time for a hot take. Mm-hmm. So my question is this. What's your hot take on sushi?
Oh, sushi. I love it. Sashimi can get a little bit like, because sashimi is just the hunks of raw meat. That isn't my favorite. Mm-hmm. Throw it over some rice, give me a little seaweed and roe, and I'm happy as a raw clam.
I'll do a sashimi really thin cut in like a ponzu or something with that.
What's
really
a ponzu?
Ponzu is like a really acidic Asian sauce. It's like not, it looks much, it's like a lighter, clearer soy sauce, but it's super, super acidic. And so it will just like an acid, like you squeeze lime on raw fish, kind of cooks it. The ponzu sort of just the acid in it kind of cooks it.
Well, nice.
I go back and forth. There's the best thing sushi I've ever had in my entire life is the Thai tuna roll at Hillstone, which is a chain Hillstone Houston's. Go get the Thai tuna roll. You're welcome. It has coconut, macadamia. So there's texture. I need texture.
Ooh.
I went to dinner last night with somebody famous, somebody very famous.
Oh, I'm not going to say who it was, but you told me.
Yeah. Right.
So it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was our first like friend. We've worked and known each other, and it was our first like, let's just, you know, your boyfriend, my boyfriend, my husband, we're going to go and I'll get together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, wanted to go to their neighborhood, 'cause we talked about, oh, I want to get to know your neighborhood. And mm-hmm. it's sort of a new friendship, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so they said, I got reservations at this place at 8:30. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, no,
that's bedtime.
That is not going to work. 8:30 is too late. And like that I said, could it be earlier? They said, fine, 7:30, but we could only get into this place. And I was like, oh, okay. 'Cause it was a sushi place. Mm-hmm. Now Wellington knows, like, I'm particular. I don't really eat that much of the sushi because it mm-hmm. is everything. You have to like dip it in a soy. It's so much salt. Yeah. Edamame is salt, sodium. So I just feel bloated afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I went last night and it was so good that I think I might be into it now. I think I might have rounded a corner.
So you weren't into sushi before?
Not really. I really avoided it except for the Thai tuna roll at Hillstone's Houston's.
Okay.
I would, every time someone says, let's go to sushi, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go with you. And then where can I pick something up to eat on the way home? I do that a lot. Yeah. Because I don't want to do a lot of rice. There's mm-hmm. one place in Palm Springs that does a protein tuna, like it's wrapped in cucumber and it's all like mm-hmm. a crab and tuna stuff. But I really struggle with it. I struggle because I just don't feel like I know my order, you know? So
yeah.
What I did last night is I said, you guys order.
And love this.
Don't even know what I ate.
This is not like you.
At all. It is. But you know what I did? I let go for a famous person. I said.
You put out.
I like would never let anyone order for me normally, but I was just okay, order it. Yeah.
And scale of 1 to 10.
It was a good 8.5. It was good. I don't know what I ate.
Okay. Did you have a
couple things where I was like, chew it. Just get it down.
Okay.
You know, but then there were some things where I was like, can I have another?
Did you get seaweed salad?
No, but I do. I'm okay with seaweed salad sort of, but there was something that I actually ordered. I said, oh, and put this in. It was spicy bean sprouts. So it was like cold bean sprouts tossed in like a really spicy sort of almost sambal sort of spicy thing. And what I love a bean sprout because they're crunchy, they're clean, they sort mm-hmm. of taste like whatever you put on them. And that mm-hmm. was a really nice palate cleanser. And here's a tip when I'm going to sushi. When I get edamame, I ask them no salt on it. And I get a lime instead and squeeze that because it's already cooked in salt water. So it's going to be salty enough. I think they put too much salt on it. You don't need it.
I feel like that's kind of the point of edamame is the salt.
Yeah. So just try it with lime instead. It is my big hint to everybody. My big tip.
Can I tell you about the time I went to a sushi buffet?
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't go to a sushi buffet, I don't think.
But it was with my friend Mia, who is a sushi aficionado. And she was like, you have to come with me to this all-you-can-eat sushi. And so she's like, but here's the thing. If you take more than you eat, you have to pay extra for what you did not eat.
Well, that violates the rule of the buffet. I would be honored to be your lawyer. I would represent you, but there's an agreement, an understanding between buffets and buffet goers that mm-hmm. the whole idea of it is an all you can eat. So you can't tell me to stack my plate and then be punished when I can't. That's mm-hmm. not true. No, this is the violation of the Constitution.
We had so much sushi that I couldn't eat sushi for like a year after.
I also am not thrilled with the fact of like, with the idea of like sushi sitting out under the heat, like the lamp and the
it wasn't under a heat lamp.
Well, the whole idea of a buffet is it sits out there, it's room temperature. You got to put food out that sort of can sit out under a burner or sit in room temperature for a while. I don't know that I would go to a sushi buffet.
It was so much fun at first. It was like I was a kid in a candy shop and you could just get anything because it was just a flat fee. That's the nature of a buffet.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. It was at a hotel in Seattle and there was so much food on the table. Like it was disgusting at the end of it. But now I'm back to loving sushi again. That was many years ago. I've reformed.
Something fishy about that story, I'm telling you. I don't. Let's call them. What was the name of that buffet? Get them on the phone. Because this lady's angry about it. Anyway.
Ma'am,
you need to calm down.
Have you ever been mistaken for a man on the phone?
You know, the one time somebody couldn't see me was and got my gender correct with just hearing me was at a grocery store that, you know, the person that bags your groceries was a blind gentleman. And he was like, paper or plastic? And I go up, you know, without looking up, I just go, oh, I'll just do plastic is fine. Right. Or paper is fine. Whatever. I forget what I said. And then I looked up and he was blind. And I was like, oh, no, is he going to say thank you, ma'am? I was like, oh, I wanted to save him from the embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he goes, all right, sir. And I was like, oh my God.
What do you think that was about?
Probably my masculine musk.
I was going to say, you do smell very good.
We've never talked about this.
We've never talked about this, but you smell very delicious.
Tell me more. I like to know this because I don't have a signature scent I wear every day. I mix it up. I have many scents.
You mix it up, but you smell kind of like a spa.
Oh, this delights me to no end.
How have we not talked about this before?
I always carry I have my Burt's Bees and I have a breath spray that I always carry. Mm-hmm. I'm deodorized. I'm always scented because I meet a lot of people and I interview a lot of people. And I talk to a lot of people and there are a lot of people that don't smell good. And I believe firmly that one time somebody's breath gave me a sinus infection once because it was so bad.
Halitosis.
And I got a whiff and it burned and I got a sinus infection. Like that's how bad their breath was. And so I am so uber conscious of smells as a human. I just want to present in a way that is a delightful experience for anybody I engage with.
You shower every morning.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, not everybody does.
I can't tell you what that does for my self-confidence, Bethy. And I'm too needy to ask, you know, but I really appreciate you telling me that.
Yeah, well, I feel like people who smell really good should know that they do.
And this is a lesson for all of us. See something, say something, smell something, say something.
It smells something, say something. I like that a lot.
Thank you so much. Well, what a weird episode of the show. I cannot thank you enough for spending some time with me, Bethy, and for all of you spending some silly time with us, obsessing about food, laughing with friends, and trying to stick around this planet as long as humanly possible. That is the entire goal of honestly life and of this show. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all the Rasa peeps for contributing chatting with us every week in the Facebook group. It went up by like another 1,000 this past week. I know, it's crazy how many people are in there.
Like the conversations are fun and interesting and people sharing recipes and pictures of the food they make. I shared the crepinis on there.
Yeah. And encouraging people. And so, you know, when you hear us talk about something on the show, you know, how much breakfast costs where you live, how much is too much sushi. What else we talk about? The chins up challenge where you all of that. I want you to go in that to that group and engage and talk to people and don't be shy. And or if you're not ready to talk, just read, you know, and it's just so filled with so many kind people. And also
it really is.
Don't forget about the buffet. You know, if you have the extra cash, I don't now that I went to breakfast, but if you live in Miltonvale, maybe you do, you can go in and join the buffet, which is extra. You know, you get to watch the episodes of this show. You get them early. You can sign up for the all-you-can-eat buffet, which is where you get extra content, extra shows.
I'm going to be sharing my three good things on my extra content is going to involve my three good things, which people were asking me to do again. And
great.
Now I have a platform for it.
Fabulous. Try it. You can always cancel if you don't like it. Just go to rossbees.com. The link is there for the buffet at the very top. All of the links are there. I'm Hello Ross on social media. Bethy is a hanger mama. And the show is Hello Ross Pod on Instagram. Until next week, I met somebody who I'm going to try to get as a guest on the show, by the way. I have a couple guests lined up. Just people who love food like we do, who have interesting POVs, who I want to talk to.
Love it.
Well, I love you. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next week right here on Hello Ross.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.